శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 5.11.3 అంతస్య తత్వగ్రహణాయ సాక్షాత్ వరీయసిరపివాచ సమాస స్వప్నే నిరుక్త్యా గృహమేది సౌఖ్యం నయస్య హేయానుమితం స్వయం స్యాత్. The whole thrust of the prayers of the instructions of Jadbharat is to raise one from the platform of ritualistic karmakanda to spiritual devotion. So he is describing Natasthitattva Grahanaya Sakshat, that for one who wants to accept the Tattva, that is the real ultimate purpose of the Vedas, Variyashiripavacha Samasan. So even if there are words which seem to be excellent, Variyasi, they seem to be excellent, this is referring to the Vedic sound, but Swapne Niruktya Grihme Disaukhyam, but just as one understands that the happiness of a dream is an illusion, as soon as one by the natural progression of time wakes up, similarly by the natural progression of spiritual life, one starts understanding material happiness in general. That actually it is nothing to be excited about. It will come and it will go, and it is peripheral to my essential identity. And therefore, I don't need to get worked up about it. I don't need to get unduly excited about it. So this metaphor of the world as a dream can be bewildering at times. It comes repeatedly in the scriptures. And what it essentially means is that the world is an illusion. Whatever experiences we have in the world are temporary, just as our the experiences in a dream. The difference, however, is that in a dream, our actions, we are largely observers. Even if we are participants, we are simply observing our actions most of the time. In our awakened stage, we can choose our actions. And we can choose those actions which help us to awaken from the dream. And the best among those activities is the chanting of the holy names. When we chant Hare Krishna, we actually give ourselves a chance to wake up from the illusory preoccupation with the world. Now, certainly we have responsibilities which you cannot neglect or reject as dreams. But the point is, the scriptures offer us a process by which we can wake up from the dream. So, aparadharma, which is our family responsibilities and other responsibilities, are actually a part of the dream. Whereas only a paradharma is the way out of the dream. By doing our worldly responsibilities, we will be able to stay well situated, but still remain inside the dream. Only by doing devotional activities, by activities that strive for liberation, will we come out of the dream. So, this dream perspective doesn't recommend or condone irresponsibility towards one's worldly duties, but it also helps us understand that neglecting our spiritual advancement is the ultimate responsibility, because it sentences us to perpetual existence within the dream of material existence. And although this life in this world is called as a dream, actually most of the times it is a nightmare, because it involves so much suffering. Loss of our loved ones, the decline of our own body, the decline and demise of our various faculties. All these cause so much misery, and therefore it is best recognize that before this dream will turns into a nightmare, we strive and pray to wake up from it. And just so the dreaming person is awakened by sound vibration, similarly the sound of the holy name can help us to awaken from the dream of material existence. And we should focus on those sound vibrations even within the Vedic canon that help us to awaken from the dream. So Prabhupada gives us this transcendental process of Krishna consciousness centered on chanting, which is the essence of the Vedic wisdom and which enables us to wake up from this dream which will turn into a nightmare soon. Thank you.